Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let me help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we will have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. Now, having said that, before we get started with today's topic, and we actually don't have a guest, but you will get to know a little bit about myself, I would like to ask you for just a quick favor that will help us get ready for the show and all that we may experience during the show. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that we may share today, we want to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative. Anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. This is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel negativity cling on to you. Work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in from the stomach area or the diaphragm all the way up to the chest and the throat. And then we will hold the breath for the count of three, and then release this breath out as hard as we can to really let go of all negativity. So let's try that. And you can count, by the way, at your own rhythm. So take this breath in all the way in to the count of four. Hold it to the count of three. And release to the count of four. And once again, number two, breath in. Hold it and release. And another breath in. Hold it and release. Excellent. Now, how does that feel? I have to admit, I always shake my hands when doing this little exercise, and that's just so that I really feel like I'm getting everything out of my system. So I hope you're ready. If you're ready, let me welcome you once more. Today is my first show, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm happy to be here after a journey that took me through a number of other avenues. And because we're saying getting to know yourself, I wanted this first show to be a little bit about me, a little honest, a lot about me, but also absolutely about you. And what I mean by that is that if you feel like calling in at any time during the show, please feel free to do so. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. So, who am I? Well, I'm Natalie, and that probably doesn't tell you too much. I'm Natalie, and I do have a last name, but because of experiences and because of where I believe I'm supposed to go, the last name really doesn't seem to matter at all. And therefore, I just drop it in this environment or in anything else that I do. For example, on Facebook, it's also only Natalie. Now, why am I calling this show Getting to Know Yourself? To me, getting to know yourself is one of the most crucial aspects we have to consider. Some people might call it inquiry into the self or learning more about yourself, whatever terminology you use. The basic idea behind this is the recognition that through all of our lives in this environment and in the society we live in, we probably have lost a little or a lot of touch with ourselves. We are more what some people call the personality or the characteristics that other people have identified us with. And we tend to take these on. Let me give you an example. When you were a baby, you probably did a whole lot of things. Most of them, you don't really consciously remember at this point. But people have told you so much about what you did as a child, as a baby, that they almost feel as if you're remembering them. So you may have been told, for example, that when you were a child, you always used to run down a little hill. You don't remember it, but running down a hill is now part of who you are, part of your personality. The question is, did you ever really do that? And were you ever really happy when you did that? The only way to find that out is by really going to the inside, going inside and trying to find out if that is you. So that's just an example of what we mean by getting to know oneself. There usually is so much about ourselves that we keep hidden. Aspects where we might be afraid, let's just put it that way. We might be afraid that other people will find out that we are vulnerable or not as strong as we would like to be, or maybe we're not quite as nice all the time. We often try to hide those aspects from others, or we hide aspects from others and ourselves. So in a nutshell, what we have done through most of our life is that we have created an image or a personality. And this personality is what we do today, instead of truly being ourselves. Without truly knowing ourselves, it is very hard to know what our path or our mission is, and to really understand why we make the choices that we make. One choice might be that you're a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather, and those are choices that you have made somewhere along the line, but you may not quite understand why. Or, let's say, the job that you're currently having. For example, I have a full-time job, although I'm transitioning, obviously, full-time more into the spiritual work because I'm guided to do so. But in my full-time job, there are things I like and there are things I don't like. The question is, why did I choose that job and all of the experiences within that job? And that's another aspect of getting to know yourself. And I also need to add, just in case you're hearing some background noise, that one of the choices I apparently made was to be a mother. So I'm a mother, and in whatever I do, my little girl is with me. She chimes in quite a lot, especially because of her innate nature. And her innate nature is something that I talk about a lot with other people. And just yesterday, I did a webinar on that with a friend of mine, and we called it Today's Incoming Beings or Incoming Babies. And it's really important for us to understand these beings. They are very different from what we may have known babies to do previously. And that means that, yes, they do want to be around a lot and they will chime in a lot. And so having made the choice to be a mother this time around, surprisingly or not, I'm going to have to just assist my little girl in whatever is necessary as well. So that means at this point you already know two things about me. You know my name. You know that I do have a last name but don't use it. You know that I believe that we make choices and that the choices help us in our daily lives, but that we often don't understand why we make those choices. And that's why very often people get upset. If you don't understand the choices that you make, then obviously you are going to be a little upset if things don't go your way. And your way is another interesting idea, really, when we think about it, because what is your way? If you don't recognize that you made a choice, then it's even harder to recognize that your way is actually exactly what is happening. But I'm getting off track. So let me get back to me. Okay, just so that you know what's going on. The journey to the self is not easy, but I believe it's crucial. It's not easy for a variety of reasons, because you are looking at things that you may have been trying to hide, as I said before, and uncovering those can lead to a whole new array of questions, ideas, changes, and so forth. I often like to refer to it actually as Pandora's box. And we've all probably have a Pandora's box somewhere. So if you think about that, you really want to open that or not? Oh, I'm all for yes, let's open it. Let's open it and then also be willing to share your experiences. Because it's important that we share what we have learned and what we have come to understand. That way we can help others. And in the end, we're all here to help each other. And by all of us being here to help each other, the world can only get better and more loving. And I believe that's a huge goal that we have at this point in time. Of course, that's also up for debate. And if you want to debate that with me, I'm open. I'm game. So don't worry about that. But the other question is, why would you want to get to know yourself if there is Pandora's box, if you are going to experience things that you do not appreciate? And that's a huge topic, a topic that I'm probably going to try and keep for the next segment, because I don't want to get started and then get interrupted, and neither one of us knows anymore what I've started out with in this discussion. So if you think about all of that, the getting to know yourself is a crucial piece of our journey if we want to be on the journey not just being ourselves or not just having the human experience. And the human experience is a crucial experience because all the choices that we made and all the things that we have begun to understand about ourselves. So if we understand ourselves and if we understand there's a journey, then the getting to know yourself part can be easy. It is a journey, like I said, that is not always easy. And in some instances, you are going to be somewhat alone on that journey, even if you're traveling with thousands of other people like we are doing in this show. And I will look forward to seeing you in a minute.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Imagine, a groundbreaking healing method that can resolve your lifelong problems and save you months and even years of counseling and psychotherapy. Imagine a method that can accurately identify and dissolve the blocks that cause fear, pain, and illness. The Lightspeed Dalian method can do just that. It will quickly and spontaneously heal your ailments into inner peace, joy, and self-empowered consciousness. To book your life-changing session with the Dalian method, visit DalianMethod.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. As I mentioned before, I don't have a guest today because I wanted to introduce myself and to talk a little bit about what I hope for this show to do. Before the break, I was mentioning that the journey to yourself, the getting to know yourself, is a crucial aspect but not always easy. So let me share a little bit about my journey, and then you will probably understand why I believe this journey can be a little difficult, yet crucial, and in the end, let's not forget about that, enormously liberating. And one of the aspects that I'm always in favor of is liberating our minds and our hearts and our souls. So, at this point in time, I mentioned I'm a mother, unexpectedly so, but happily so. And to get here, I did not take the direct route. I was, just like many other people, when I was young, I was a child, obviously, and I had a lot of childlike fun. But I also had something that I also believe many other people have, which is I had a certain sense of things. People might call it psychic or mediumship ability, and I'll talk more about that later. But when people would come to me and, you know, tell me about other persons that we may or may not know and that they were sick or that they were not doing well and what my thoughts about that were, I was, for some reason, always able to predict very specifically how this situation would end up. As you can imagine, for a child, that tends to be a little scary if you think about that. But I was lucky enough that my mother and my brother, they supported me pretty much. I mean, they didn't shut me down. What did shut me down for a while was society and social conditioning. And what I mean when I say shut down is that we all, at some point in our lives, like to fit in. And if you like to fit in, then you can't be predicting how people are going to be after a while, during or after an illness or other aspects of that nature. So I shut that piece of me down. I tried to fit in. I tried to do what everybody else does. I was a very successful student, had a very good academic career in the university, got my degree, very focused on all of that, and did my studies, got a scholarship, came to the United States. Yes, I am from a different country. And then, of course, I continued on that path of fitting in. I met a gentleman, I fell in love, I got married. And then after a while, I realized that this marriage was not quite turning out the way that I thought it would. And it was a hard lesson for me in many ways, because one of the things that I grew up, just like many others, believing or doing is trying to help other people. So I had a certain idea of what I was supposed to accomplish in this marriage. But I failed miserably, or at least I thought I did. And then once I realized that this marriage was not going to turn around for a variety of ways, I took a very hard look at myself. And I gave it another shot. The way I did that was I reconnected with myself. Like I said, reconnecting with yourself can really bring you home to yourself, and it's a wonderful journey. I started out by doing yoga, got up half an hour before I really had to get up, and I am not a morning person, so that took a lot of strength. But I started out doing yoga. That helped me get in touch with myself in so many ways, because by getting up a half hour early and doing yoga, I got to understand more specifically how my body reacted to what was going on. And the body, of course, always reacts to what's going on. Holistically speaking, and I'm going to just add that for a second, whatever happens to you emotionally or psychologically is going to have an impact on you physically. We can talk about that in more detail at another point in time, obviously. But that said, I then realized that I had all of these hidden talents, just like anybody else does, and that I was needed to reconnect with them. And those talents I was referring to just now are those talents where I was able to make certain predictions without really knowing how or why. So, unfortunately, the marriage ended, or fortunately, because at this point in time, I believe that it was path of all of the lessons that I had to learn. And I believe that we're learning lessons all the time. So, that marriage ended, and I am now in a very happy relationship, much better than ever before, and I now have the benefit of being a mother. So the path that I took, like I said, was not direct. It was not necessarily easy because I've tried to keep the marriage alive just like my partner at that point did, but we both couldn't make it work. We both took time out, realizing what lessons we were teaching each other, so that at this point in time, after we've gotten, both of us have done some work on getting to know ourselves, we can now say what we taught each other, and we can be grateful to each other. And I think that's really, really crucial, that we have to understand on the journey to getting to know ourselves that there are so many lessons that we teach others and that they teach us, and we want to be grateful for them. Even if these might be lessons that we don't quite like in the form that they're being taught. So this is part of my journey. In that journey, I also want to stress that I reconnected with my talents. Talents that, I said this before, I believe everybody has, but most people have shut those talents down. Either because they don't feel right now it's their mission or their path, or because they are still hiding those aspects from themselves. And whatever talents we use and we refine in the path, in the journey to ourselves, it's always a choice on whether or not we actually want to reconnect with them. I don't want anybody to think that there's a must. Just like the journey to yourself is not a must, it's a choice. Now, you can imagine from what I just told you about myself that parts of that journey probably weren't so easy. I mean, just imagine how some friends may have felt when the marriage didn't work, because friends always think they know that you're happy. Or even some family members possibly not being too happy about how things are going. All of a sudden looking at you saying, "What happened? You guys were always so happy." And in that process, you understand that some people, as nice as they are, may not really know you, and that they may not really connect with you on those deeper levels where you need their support and not their questioning of, why are you getting a divorce? Why are you doing this? Why are you saying that you can predict things that are going to happen in the future? Why do you think you can do energetic healing? All of those aspects. So in the journey to yourself, you sometimes need to understand that you are likely going to end some relationships. Ending relationships is not bad. I don't know how else to say it. It's not bad if the time is right and if you're doing it right. And by letting go of some relationships, you're actually going to get to know yourself better. Because you understand that some people are there and you fully connect with them on all levels. There's no need to explain, or you say something and they just go, "Oh, okay. Well, that's part of you. I accept that." And that's what we're aiming for. While a lot of other people are going with the personality that I mentioned in the first segment, they're just going to want you to be the way that you've always been, the way that you're supposed to be, based on the image and the life that you have led so far. These are not bad people. Don't get me wrong. These are not bad people. They're not, it's just not quite on the energetic level that you're at. That's really all there is to it. So in order to know yourself better, you may have to let go of some of them to some degree at some point in time. And if you do that with gratitude, if you do that with love, understanding the lessons that you've learned, then the coming home to yourself is a beautiful path. And you begin to understand much more what you're here for and what you're here to do. Now, some of us think that when we get to know ourselves and when we talk about a mission or a journey, that there's this huge, big thing that we're here to do. And sometimes, yes. But sometimes it's not something magical that we're supposed to do. Like, I believe that I'm here to change the world, just like the majority of people are, because I think we're all here to create a more loving environment. What we might call creating humanity as one, or unity consciousness. Now, in order to create that, we need to know who we are and then learn to fully accept the other, help the other understand what they're doing and understand what we're doing. So, having said all that, I'm going to get us ready for a break, because I don't want you to think that there is not a whole lot more that we can discuss. And I want to encourage you, if you feel like it, to call in. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, but if you're not quite ready, that is also absolutely understandable. So, in the next segment, when we are coming back, we will just talk a little bit more about talents and the journey to ourselves, the coming home, the aspect of where we are unveiling the onion, where we are going to be ready to really start some of the work that we are going to do. And I hope you'll come back and help me out a little bit, energetically speaking, when we are talking about all those aspects, because we are connected energetically just by you tuning in today or listening to the replay at some other point in time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today we're just talking about getting to know yourself, and I'm sharing a little bit about me so that you may have a better idea of what getting to know yourself really means. So let us talk a little bit more on how we can get to know ourselves. I mentioned earlier that one thing that I did was very simple. I started out with yoga, because yoga, of course, reconnects you fully with your body. So that's a good way to start, because you begin to understand where your body is hurting, why it's hurting. And by doing yoga, one of the other really cool things is that you begin to see one day you can do, for example, the tree posture really well on the left foot, and the next day it doesn't work at all. And then you know you're out of balance. And if you're out of balance, you understand that there's a little bit of work to do. And in the journey to get to know ourselves, I talk a lot about work. And this work is important. And I don't really consider it work like when you go to work every day and you do things you don't want to do. Although some of the tasks when getting to know yourself and the work that we're doing are at times considered to be a little, let's say, time-consuming. For example, well, a very good way to get started to get to know yourself is journaling. Journaling is crucial in understanding what happened that day and also in understanding why it happened. And when you journal, you will begin to see patterns. Now, when we talk about journaling in this journey that we're doing, we're not talking about the journaling that we used to do when we were teenagers. You know, it's not the journaling of where you write down, oh, I saw so-and-so today, and it was so wonderful to see him, and he gave me flowers, or anything of that sort. But what we're talking about is the idea of journaling about what happened today, what happened, why did it happen, and how can I possibly prevent it from happening again? And that is what we're talking about. So, for example, let's say you were at work today, and I'm assuming many of you are, and you have an argument with a coworker, or not even an argument, just a disagreement, and you really don't like how your coworker is presenting this to you. You're really upset. Your coworker says something, you say something, and then in the end, everybody leaves the room really angry. That's probably a situation that many people can relate to. And I'm not saying that this has got to be out of control, a discussion or anything like that. But what you then want to do when you journal is, number one, you want to open the journaling up with a positive attitude. And then you want to look at something more about, why did this happen? Could I have reacted differently? Maybe my colleague was having a bad day, and I should not necessarily have reacted the way I did, so why did I? You start to look at why your colleague did what he or she did. You start to look at why you did what you did. And then you understand a little better her or his attitude and her reaction to you, as well as your reaction to them. Because we have to understand that whenever we react to someone, we're making a choice. I know it sounds harsh, but we really are making a choice in every reaction that we have. It's not like we don't have the ability to look at a situation that develops in front of us and go, if I say this word, they are going to be more upset. If I don't say this word, we might be able to resolve the situation nicely. And you know what I mean. We all know with certain people how to, let's say, push their buttons. So we know how to do that. And if we know how to do that, that means we can decide to push the buttons or we can decide not to push the buttons. So in that, you journal all of that down. And when you journal all of that down, the fun piece is that you then find yourself forgiving the other person. You will say, oh, so-and-so was in a bad mood. Oh, so-and-so was having problems at home. That's why he or she did ABC. You're going to have a really easy time forgiving that other person. And that is good. The crucial aspect, however, in journaling is that you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself for making a choice when it comes to the reaction that actually aggravated the situation. I hope that makes sense. Forgiveness is a crucial piece of journaling. Forgiveness for others is crucial, but it's not enough. We need to forgive ourselves because very often we have learned to be really hard on ourselves. There's nothing wrong with being a little hard on ourselves, but it doesn't help us move forward. We're just going to be hypercritical. So the journaling is going to help us in opening up the love that we have for ourselves and acknowledging our own strength and acknowledging our own beauty. We may not do that directly in journaling, but we're opening those passageways if you want. So journaling is a crucial aspect. And in the journaling, you will find patterns of behavior. You will find patterns that you may like or you may not like. And they will help you understand some of the reasons why you're here and what you think you're supposed to do here. So that is kind of a neat way to do it. Does it take a little bit of time? Yes, absolutely. Because if you're trying to recap your whole day, you probably need, let's say, 30 or 40 minutes each night. And just because you have done that once with an issue doesn't mean that the issue is completely resolved. So you may end up having to do it two or three times with the same issue, and that's okay. If you're doing the journaling really well, you can release a lot of stuff, a lot of baggage, as we like to call it. And, you know, I've done that. That is how I was able to reconnect in a more positive way, I would say, with my ex-husband, for example. I wouldn't say that we're completely friendly lovey-dovey at this point, but we have a high amount of respect, we are friendly, and we are able to understand and appreciate each other. And I think that means that this relationship that I had with my ex-husband served both of us very well. And that is another important aspect if you start thinking about journaling and the journey to yourself. We don't always want to look at past events as mistakes, as bad things, because most of the time they're not. Most of the time they're actually good things. Just maybe we're learning things in ways that we don't appreciate or society has told us is a bad thing. And if you really think about it, there's a lot that society considers not so good. And I agree with some of those statements. But what it does also do in that instance is that we are beginning to think that we're making mistakes. And I honestly don't like the idea of mistakes. I don't like making mistakes, but I also don't believe I do. Other than maybe when I do math, of course. But here I'm talking about all the stuff that we do in our life. So with all the stuff that we do in our life, there is a reason why we learn it that way. There's a reason why things happen that way, why we're reacting that way, and why others are doing what they're doing. So if that is going on, then obviously it's not a mistake. It's a part of our path. It's a part of our journey. Just like right now, my baby's trying to chime in because she thinks that part of her journey is part of this broadcast today. And I can fully understand and support that. Now, in addition to the journaling, there's meditation. And that's where my little baby also comes in, because she and I, when I was pregnant, we meditated a lot. I meditate a lot anyhow. And so she's used to it. And I think she's going to be a great meditator herself once she gets a little older, maybe. So meditation is, I guess, project number two. And there's so much to say about meditation. It would probably take up 2 or 3 hours to really explain everything about meditation. So in a nutshell, I would say meditation is when you quiet your mind and reconnect with yourself and take a really good look at yourself, which we often don't do. Like I said very early on, we often don't do it because there might be stuff we don't like to see about ourselves. And if we don't like to see it about ourselves, then obviously we don't want to share it with anybody else, and we don't really want to keep looking at it. In meditation, we connect with that, but we also quiet our minds. And the quieting the mind and the voice is really important. It's important because at that point in time, we are completely one with ourselves. And that is what we want to try to achieve. We want to be one with ourselves. We want to be happy. We want to be content. We want to be all the beauty that we are. And we can only be that if we reconnect with ourselves and see the beauty that we are. That's where meditation helps. Meditation is just, as I said, quieting the mind, turning down all of the chatter, all of the ego talk or the personality talk, all the shoulds and all of that. Now, how do you do meditation? You find the time, you find a ritual, and then you simply quiet your mind. And no, it's not that simple. Like I said, talking about meditation would take a whole another hour or two or three. Now, I want to let you know, because I've been talking a little bit about journaling, a little bit about the journey to the self, a little bit about meditation just now, that you can, of course, also always feel free to just contact me in other ways. I do a lot of this work outside of the show, and that's where I guess my expertise comes from. So at this point, we're going to go on a quick break, and when we return, I will share some more interesting insights on ways in which you can get to know yourself better and why that can make your life easier and happier, even looking at some of the work and some of the possible obstacles. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful. Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. We've been talking a little bit about the journey to getting to know yourself, and so far I've mentioned two or maybe three specific things you can do. And I'm saying maybe three because it depends on whether or not you consider yoga to be one of those. So yoga might be the first, journaling the second, and meditation the third. In the journey to get to know yourself, one of the other aspects that you will really find easily is that you are going to become, let's say, more intuitive. And that's part of a really important aspect of ourselves, reconnecting with our inner knowledge, our inner guidance. And that is important because we often forget about that. We ask everybody else, how should I do this? Where should I do this? Should I take this job or that job? Instead of every now and then just taking the quiet moment and listening to ourselves. Really important. Of course, that's also part of what I do. I don't necessarily help you journal half as much, but I can help with meditations. I can help with just understanding your intuitive sides. I do a lot of spiritual development classes, for example, and they are fantastic because you are helping, or I am helping, people reconnect with all of those talents. Whether that means talents that are considered to be psychic or mediumship, or whether they are healers or artists, whatever their mission might be, that's what I'm trying to help people reconnect with. And that's where the journaling, the yoga, and the meditation come in. There are some other aspects that can really help. And one of those is called energy attunements. Energy attunements are really neat. A lot of people don't necessarily understand them because they may not believe 100% in energies. But a word on that. We're all energy. Everything around us is energy. So what we're doing in energy attunements is we're just connecting with additional energies. And we're connecting with them to, officially you could say, raise our vibrations. But if you don't connect with that, you can say we're doing these energy attunements because what can happen in these energy attunements is that we are connecting more with our inner self. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to connect more with our inner self, open up some other aspects, and release a lot of the baggage. Remember, releasing the baggage, that's what the journaling is for. That's what a meditation is for. And that is also what some of the energy attunements can do for you. They can do that for you simply by you doing a short meditation and getting attuned. Let me say a word about attunement. It's like connecting with a different energy. I always consider it to be like dialing a radio station. You know, not the normal new things in which we just hit the buttons. But you remember those old tuners where we actually had to turn the dial? We're always, 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 always tuned in to hundreds of thousands of different energies. But we often have to find them, just like we used to have to go back and re-find the radio station we want to listen to. Now, if we hit the memory button, we don't have to go back anymore to try and find it. We can just easily find it. And that's what an energy attunement does. It helps you easily reconnect with that energy, with that aspect of yourself. And that's what we're trying to do. So energy attunements, whether they connect you directly with yourself, with releasing some other energies, with healing energies, and there are so many wonderful energy healing systems out there. Those are things that I help with, just like many other people. There are a number of wonderful spiritual coaches out there who do similar work as I do. And the one thing that we all have in common is that we're doing this to really, I think I mentioned this before, help humanity become one, help humanity be even more loving, a lot more loving than it is now. And another aspect, and in the next show or a couple of the next shows coming up, we'll talk more about angel readings and all of those aspects, mediumship and angel readings. These aspects are crucial because sometimes when you don't know exactly where to go, you might want to get some advice. And if you're looking for advice, one thing that you may want to do is you want to get an angel reading. Now, I do believe that we're all connected to the angels, and it's just a matter of us talking to the angels or our spirit guides on a continuous basis. A lot of us probably feel a little weird doing that, but trust me, it works. And in one of those upcoming shows, we'll talk a lot more about spirit guides and angels and how we can connect with all of those. But let me just say that those readings can be fascinating. Normally, an angel reader or a medium, they don't have to really ask you your name or anything. That's secondary because they're connecting with your energy. And by connecting with your energy, what we do is we tap into your energy. We may use oracle cards. And we get information from your guides that you need to know right now. That's what it's all about. It's not about us. It's not about anything else. And sometimes it makes immediately sense to you and sometimes it doesn't. But it is a very good way on the journey to getting to know yourself, to connect at times with angel readers, angel card readers, or mediums to see what your guides have to tell you. So keep that in mind. Having said all of that, I also want to point out one more time the importance of meditation. Knowing that meditation is possibly something new for a lot of people, or maybe you're experienced but you would like to connect with others on meditations, I actually do a couple of meditations via teleconference. There's one coming up right now in November. It's actually next Friday, right before the show. Then I'm going to do one in December. And I'm going to actually have a Clear Your Chakras for the New Year additional healing meditation at the very end of December. These are all via teleconference, and you can easily tune into them. And most of them are free because we're here to share and we're here to connect. So if you're interested, you can just go to my website, healingisis.com, and look around a little bit there, and you will find teleclasses and meditations. And I invite you to join me on these as part of your journey to getting to know yourself. I also invite you to visit me on my Facebook page. It's just NatIsis2012. So www.facebook.com/NatIsis2012. And we can continue the conversation there. I always like to do that. If there are any questions or any comments that have come up during the show, just hop on over to Facebook. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening and for showing up for yourself on your journey and on the path to getting to know yourself. Thank you for tuning in to Chat with Natalie, getting to know yourself and making the time and beginning the commitment to yourself. As so often, time's almost up. Time flies when you're having fun, we say. So I want you to invite you to join me every Friday at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Central and 12 p.m. Pacific. And next week on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, I will have a very special guest, Scott Stevens from Blue Water Alchemy. And I encourage you to look that up. Have a great week, and I will see you here next time.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.